to Bahrain now, and New York Times reporter Ethan Bronner, who's a correspondent in the Middle East and reporting from Bahrain all week long. Ethan, first of all, it looks like over the last 48 hours or so, the situation has deteriorated in the sense that there's been a very hard line against opposition forces in Manama, and the government seems to have the upper hand. What can you tell us about what's going on this morning?
Well, that's absolutely true, John. I mean, early today, two key opposition leaders, as well as probably a half a dozen others, the numbers are a little fuzzy, but were picked up and jailed. And, of course, the whole idea that there was going to be a dialogue between the government and those seeking reform seems to have gone by the wayside with, first of all, the clearing of Pearl Roundabout or Square, as it's called, yesterday, the arrival of these Saudi troops, the declaration of martial law, and now today's arrest of two major party leaders and then another several others. So, yeah, there's no doubt that there is a very, very hard line being taken here.
You sort of arrived in the country around the same time as the Saudi troops did, 1,000 of them, and a part of a Gulf Cooperation Council. I don't want to associate you with the Saudis per se, but some commentators have suggested that they're taking a very, very quiet role here and staying behind the scenes. Any evidence of them at all?
Very little. So those commentators, as far as I can see, are right. They seem to have taken up positions at key installations and as sort of backup. There have been rumors among people who've been at demonstrations and so on that they've seen Saudi or other foreign troops, but that's not been confirmed. And I don't think that they're in the front lines
right.
of this operation. But their presence, of course, is a very important signal.
What are your sources telling you about the apparently even-handed remarks from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's in the region in Tunisia today, opposing violence on the part of the demonstrators and opposing violence on the part of the government, when she was just in Tahrir Square talking about this flowering of pro-democracy demonstrators in that country? Do people believe there's an inconsistency in the U.S. position on Bahrain versus some other nations?
People do. Certainly Bahrainis do in the opposition. They feel that the United States has let them down, that has not been sufficiently vigorous in its condemnation and its urging of reform here. Of course, the United States has a bunch of competing interests going on in Bahrain. Fifth Fleet is based here. The United States uses the air base here. And, of course, the fear in the United States is that Iran will meddle in this country because 70% of the country is Shiite.
Finally, Ethan Bronner, the BBC World Service this morning had a commentator from Amman, Jordan, who suggested that nothing happens in Bahrain without the explicit approval of the U.S. government. It was the English service, but I wondered if anybody heard that and if that's a perception that maybe the U.S. has actually green-lighted the Saudis to come in.
That is a perception in some quarters in Bahrain. I have to tell you that it's a perception across the Middle East and maybe across the world that the U.S. can do whatever the heck it wants anywhere with its allies. But I think, in fact, life is much more complicated. Clearly, the United States could put more pressure than it has, but the idea that it can order the Bahrainis to do whatever it wants, I think, is an overstatement.
Will the U.S. government support the regime explicitly, or are they saying, we'll see what happens?
Well, what the plan has been to not back the protesters against the regime, but to come and urge the regime to change its ways and dialogue.
Complexity there in Bahrain. Ethan Bronner of the New York Times in Manama live. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.